wish you mind for over 30 years, and you've been a guide at the museum for quite some time as well. What does it mean at this time of the year when Davis Day rolls around to you?
Oh, on Davis Day here, well, we celebrated that ever since before I became a coal miner. But you get the history of the mining back in the 20s and the strikes and all that, you know, what people went through and all that, and then when the miners went through, and then all of a sudden the guy was shot and killed and by the company, you know, company police and stuff like that. And so they had a holiday proclaimed in his name. That was part of the settlement that was after it was all over. So on June the 11th, since 1925, it's a Miners' Memorial Day, as we call it now, but it's Davis. That's supposed to be Davis Day, but we call it Miners' Memorial Day now in honor of all the miners that died in the coal mines, accidents, and everything else. But the big thing is, it reminds us of what the miners went through before the strikes and before unions and stuff like that, and how they had been retained and what they did to the people. And they did it to the miners, and they did it to the miners' families, too. So it's something to remember, and that's all we knew when we were kids growing up, the stories. God, my father was a coal miner and all that, and my grandfather and all that. So we always heard a story about it. So it's a very important day. Not just for me, but especially for all other miners, right?
Do you think it still holds the significance today that it did back then, Wish?
Oh, yes. Last year we had the Miners' Memorial Day here at the Miners' Museum. And this parking lot here was packed, jam-packed with people from all over Cape Breton Island, right? So it still means it was a couple of years back, it sort of slowed down. But since late 90s, it came back, right? And it's bigger than just as big as it was 20, 30 years ago.
Do we do a good job of telling our young people about it, Wish?
Yes, it's done good. Now, I have a granddaughter in school, grade 5, 6. And every year, their teacher, different grades, you know, should go out and have a day there. That's what they talk about. Miners' Memorial Day. Davis Day and that, and then even they understand things, to bring them over here too, you know. So they're teaching the kids, they're showing the kids, and it's all done in school with them. So the kids know all about it, right?
How were the times when you started? When did you first start in the mine?
I started in 1967. I just after got out of the Canadian Army. I was in the Army for 6 years, right? And that's when I started in 67. I started at number 20 Colliery here in Grace Bay.
What were conditions like then?
The conditions, the working conditions were just starting to improve. And the safety conditions, like, you know, they were changing, mechanizing the mining here because they were still hand loading and still using timbers and slab wood for supporting the roof and chuck blocks, you know. And then Cape Breton Development Corporation was formed and to change. So things start changing then. Mechanized the mining, and it got safer and better then, right?
It was never an easy job, though, was it? And it was a dangerous job.
It was always a dangerous job. Right? Every day you go to work, you don't know what's going to happen, right? If people don't really know, you know, a lot of people don't understand it. When you're going down there, there's all kinds of things that can happen right quick. You've got to check the temperature. You've got to check for gas. You've got to check ventilation. You've got to make sure ready. One little incident could change the whole thing, right? So you're always in danger, though, from the time you left the surface to the time you come back, right?
People are still fascinated by stories from the mines and all that. But really, though, it is hard to believe that 95 years ago there would have been machine guns set up on top of buildings to possibly be fired on miners, right?
Well, that strike in 25, you know, you had for a while before you got through Bridgeport. And they say when they got to Cadogan Brook, there was a machine gun set up on a church step. And they were instructed, the Army was instructed, any soldier cross that bridge that to shoot them. And this was even sanctioned by the parish priest back then, you know. So it was guns were everywhere. That was the number one thing, guns and whips and all that stuff, right? You did what you told, or that was it, right? It was a pretty rough old job, right?
It was. It must have been something then for the men to finally rise up and go on strike and protest as they did.
Oh, yeah, and when you stuck to it, and Unfortunately, you had to take a man to get shot and killed to try to get things down a bit, you know. And the company had to change their ways. They went to court and all that stuff, you know. But even the judges were in with the coal company. The coal company ruled everything, so they never got what you call 100% justice. But at least their union got recognized, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the United Mine Workers were here ever since before that, and they're still here, right? They still try to take care of the men, eh?
When you take someone on a tour of the Miners Museum, you go down underground in the mine there. What's the thing that people are most surprised at, Wish?
You know, I talked to a lot of people, and they didn't realize what their father, brother, uncle, cousin, whoever it was, who worked in the car. They never realized what he did, and you can't believe that you're working in conditions, right? They're fascinated, and I even see people crying, you know. I didn't know he went through that, you know. Went to work when it was dark and come back when it was dark. Well, we even did that. You know, you work the hours and stuff like that. We used to say the only time we see daylight is Sunday because you had the Sunday off, right? So it was mostly in the wintertime, but you work long, you work whatever hour you can get to try to make a pay, you know, because the money wasn't that good. And when we first started, it wasn't that good when my father worked. It was pretty good when the Cape Breton Development Corporation took over, you know. But before that, you weren't making no big money.
Davis Day, Miners Memorial Day, will be different this year because of the pandemic.
Yes. You can't forget just because of this year, you know. You got to remember where it came from, what's behind it, you know. And you still got to get the word out and stuff like that. We're all getting older and stuff like that, so we got to get somebody to know and let teach somebody else about it so they can keep carrying the flag, more or less, you know. So it's still an important thing for us guys here in Cape Breton, you know. There's a lot of history to it.
Wish, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us, and stay safe, stay healthy.
I try to, buddy. We do our best. Same to you.